Whoa, whoa, seek his righteousness.
Righteous living is the only way to God.
I'm not here today with just an ordinary message. God sent me to bring discipline, correction, but a lesson. How dare y'all take advantage of the fact that Jesus hasn't come back yet, nor let his wrath wreck everything in sight. Cause to tell you the truth, God is grieved cause of the evil that's going on in the youth. For one, there's the chicks with the skin tight skirts. Come on, even prostitutes know not to dress that tight to church. Then there are those who compromise constantly but get mad when people curse Christians. That's hypocrisy. True and sadly, there's some Christians who go celebrating Satan by going to school dances or the clubs, etc. At these events, they don't play Christian music, so you're dancing to sex, murder, and drug abuses. In church, you fall to your face and worship, but God asks, why is that the only place you worship? You might come to gossip and cop the attention of the opposite sex, but watch yourself, cause God's not impressed. The list goes on, it's so long. After all that God has done, how could y'all treat him so wrong?
By the Lord's mercies we survive.
The older you get, the less sinful you are. But lately it seems most of the young adults are more distant from God. And I'm talking to the singles, cause all I hear from most of y'all is that living is hard. I could understand you want someone to spend your life with. Maybe you haven't been straight up with Christ yet. You're asking, but you use the wrong context, cause you're saying that you want love, but you really want sex. And is it wrong to want somebody? Nah, matter of fact, that's what God wants. But God wants you to do what God wants. Ladies and fellas, don't make God jealous by settling for less. He's investing in the best. To wait for it is worth it. Don't rush a thing, his timing is perfect. Now, just because you are grown and you can hold your own, don't mean y'all can spend time alone, cause that's the danger zone. That leads to make out sessions before the wedding. And if you plan to be a bride in white, then forget it. Besides, you're a young adult, you got a lot of growing up to do. So let go and let God take control for you.
By the Lord's mercies we survive.
Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. Now some of y'all leaders don't even know the responsibilities that come with the position that you've been bestowed. Some of y'all leaders are leaders just for the recognition, and that isn't biblical or Christian. So listen, do what you're supposed to. Tell me, where are all the spiritual parents that Paul spoke of? It's rare to see any, and you know what? These kids need you so much on their process to grow up. And another thing that bothers me is when I see elders who got seniority that think they don't gotta submit to authority. Well, even Jesus followed God's commandments, and we're told to be Christ-like, so where does that leave you standing? And to those who don't got better statements about the younger generation, there needs to be innovation. Don't judge us on the clothes we wear or the music we hearing, cause like Prodigal said, you gotta look beyond appearance.
By the Lord's mercies we survive. His compassions will not fail, nor will it die.